The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. After John had been arrested, Jesus went into Galilee. There he proclaimed the good news from God. The time has come, he said, and the kingdom of God is close at hand. Repent and believe the good news. As he was walking along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net in the lake, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you into fishers of men." And at once they left their nets and followed him. Going on a little further, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They too were in their boat mending their nets. He called them at once. And leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the men he employed, they went after him. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Within the church seasons which we have just celebrated, namely Advent, Christmastide, the Feast of the Epiphany, and that of the baptism of our Lord, we have been confronted with truths about the nature of our faith as witnessed in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, so well summed up in the opening chapter of St. John's Gospel in the words, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have beheld his glory." We have now for a short time entered into ordinary time in which, in the light of the mission and role of our blessed Lord, we are to dwell on the response of the first disciples and upon the challenges which it will make upon us as also followers of Jesus Christ. Revelation and response are thus the themes that dominate the opening chapters of the Gospel proclamation for today. Thus, in the Gospel reading appointed for today, we picture Jesus proclaiming the coming of the kingdom of God and the necessity of repentance with belief in the good news if we are to establish his sovereign will in our lives. Thus then follows the story of the call of the first disciples and of their response with the commission that they would be intimately involved in our Lord's ministry. Thus began the unfolding drama of salvation, the story of which is both past, present, and still to come. In directing our thoughts as to how we should order our behavior in the light of the gospel demands, we are provided with passages from both the Old Testament and from the New. St. Paul reminds us that time is running out, and that our demise is nearer than we think. And thus he exhorts us to avoid all those things which hinder our salvation. The prophet Jonah assures in his story that salvation is for the asking if we make the appropriate response to the gospel proclamation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thus, in today's exhortation, we are invited by the church to repent, confess, and avoid the occasions of sin to the end, that we may inherit the kingdom of God. We need then to heed best how we may accomplish this, especially in the light of the forthcoming season of Lent. The question then that we have to ask ourselves as we ponder our final destination within our Christian experience is how we are to accomplish this salvation. First, we need to remind ourselves that we have been confronted by God in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have responded to that meeting. Furthermore, we have been baptized into his life, death, and resurrection. Hence, we have committed ourselves to live out our lives within his life, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. And this we do within his mystical body, the church. Thus we express this life within the context of faith, hope, and charity. We thus need to explore the meaning of the practice of our religion within the context of these theological virtues. Knowledge of the faith, and so seeking to understand it, demonstrating trust in it, and expressing it in its true charity towards God and neighbor. As we approach Lent, then, and as we seek to go further into the deeper understanding and celebration of the mysteries of redemption in Christ, let us turn our minds as to how, through a rule of life, we may the more spiritually enrich our lives. A rule of life, a daily Christian living, compiled by Michael Woodgate, published by the Catholic Truth Society, is well worth obtaining. Some elements of a rule of life which may be suggested in it are faithful attendance at Mass, prayer, the sacrament of reconciliation, fasting, self-denial and abstinence, Bible reading, spiritual reading, almsgiving, retreats, days of recollection, spiritual direction. A very generous menu, which I hope you will give some consideration to. The more then we are immersed in the knowledge and practice of our faith, the more we shall understand our calling, our life in Christ, and hopefully to fulfill our final destiny, which is to know, love, and serve God to the end that we may be with him for all eternity. This done, we shall finally, like those disciples of old, at the end of time, behold the glory of God.